Good morning, everyone. This is your friendly neighborhood introverted extrovert. It is January 21st. Haven't been on here for a while. Just with the city shutdown of a couple of snowflakes and a couple of other things. But I'm glad I'm back. Hope everyone is well. Just wanted to talk about today's games. Today's Championship Sunday, as they would say. What I would call it is the anti-Kaepernick Championship Sunday. And let me explain, and let's see if you'll agree. First, let's talk about Mr. Trump's team, the New England Patriots. We all know that's his team. We all know Tom Brady is Mr. Trump's, or that bum's, favorite quarterback. So just like last year's Super Bowl was election night all over again. Thanks a lot, Atlanta Falcons, a.k.a. Hillary Clinton. But here we go again. We have the four teams. We have the New England Patriots. We already know about that team, so we'll get back to that later. We have the Philadelphia Eagles led by Foles, and we have the Minnesota Vikings led by Keesom. And we also have the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are led by Bortles. So let's talk about those three other quarterbacks outside of Tom Brady. I'm sure they're great human beings. I'm sure they work hard, but those three names, I'm sure they don't strike fear into a lot of NFL secondaries and fans, or pretty much anybody else. They are what you would call journeymen, pretty much average. I wouldn't even say average, below average quarterbacks. But if you really look at that, that pretty much puts everything in perspective when you look at the NFL and everything since Colin Kaepernick took his stand for justice. Everybody complains about he's not being blackballed, and it's all about his skills, and he's not really a good quarterback, which I beg to differ. Because if you look at the current 49ers quarterback, which I am a 49er fan, and I am excited about Jimmy Garoppolo, and thanks a lot, Tom Brady, again. But if you look at the last six games, they were pretty much the same statistics as the last six games that Colin Kaepernick played. The only difference is Colin Kaepernick didn't have an offensive line. But anyways, if you really look at it, those three journeymen quarterbacks, you know, they got their opportunities over and over again from one team to another. We all know why. It's pretty much what the NFL does. You know, if you're a white quarterback and you can throw the ball 2 yards, it could work. But so let's not be misled. You know, from the beginning of the NFL season all the way to the end, we all know what happened with Colin Kaepernick. But either way it goes, here we go with the New England Patriots with Tom Brady being hurt. One poetic justice scenario that could really happen is, sure, he's going to play the hand. I think it's over-exaggerated, but if the Jacksonville Jaguars, I saw them one time, I know they're a pretty tough defense. If they hit that hand a couple of times, poetic justice would be with his backup coming in, Hoyer, I believe. He is like the picture boy for opportunities after opportunity. Just the privilege of having that opportunity of going from one team to the next. He started with the 49ers, and the 49ers this year, not too bad of a team. The first five games, I believe, they were lost their games by 3 points or less the first time in history, and it was all because they didn't have a quarterback, a.k.a. Hoyer. So it would be so much of a poetic justice, if Tom Brady goes down today and Hoyer comes in and completely destroys the New England Patriot franchise. But anyways, hope you all enjoy and do whatever you're doing today, whether you're watching game, whether you're not watching the game. Just wanted to shed some light on the privilege of being a white quarterback. And we'll see what happens. All right, well, enjoy your weekend. This is your friendly neighborhood introverted extrovert. Have a good one.